السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast News and Comment. Baby Murders. News. In Istanbul, 22 of the 47 suspects who were found to have caused the deaths of infant emergency patients by transferring them to the newborn units of private hospitals they had previously agreed with and to have gained unfair profits by collaborating with people working at the 112 emergency call center were arrested. Comment. Turkey has been talking about the scandal of baby murders for a week now. It has been discovered that newborn babies are being kept in neonatal intensive care units for longer than necessary by a money-hungry gang in order to get more money from the Social Security institution and their families by referring them to contracted private hospitals. It is understood that some of the babies who stayed too long in the newborn care units, which were inadequate and not in compliance with the regulations, became infected and some of them died. Following the investigation, 22 of the 47 suspects, most of whom were health workers, were arrested for causing the death of 12 babies and making unfair profits, and 10 private hospitals involved in the incident were closed down. This is a corruption that has only been uncovered in the neonatal intensive care units in Istanbul, and a murder ring that ruthlessly caused the death of newborn babies. This is just the tip of the iceberg. If a comprehensive investigation is carried out in public and private hospitals in 81 provinces of Turkey, it will be revealed that the corruption, negligence, and cases of ruthlessly causing death are on a horrendous scale. This scandal and rottenness in the health system, which is not new, is being experienced in similar ways in the entire system, including the political system and political parties, security, legal system, education, economy, and bureaucracy. Society has become enslaved by this rottenness and is living in a severe social collapse that is hard to bear. The main reason for this situation is the strong influence of the capitalist view of life on the system and society, which accepts money, interest, wishes, and desires, narrow personal interests, as the only measure of value in human behavior, and that corrupts human beings, exploits human beings, devalues human beings, and robs human beings of their humanity. When this health scandal broke, almost the entire population was not indifferent and reacted strongly. The real problem is how this rotten system can continue to exist despite the hundreds of scandals that occur almost every day in many areas of life, and despite the vast majority of the people who react to these scandals who are disturbed and complain about the situation. The real contradiction is that most of the people reacting to this situation are also part of this rotten system and continue to support and sustain it. They don't even realize that they are accomplices to all the evils committed in this rotten system. And when they themselves become food for the monster that they have fed and raised with their own hands, they cry out. Capitalism is a horrible monster that sucks the blood of humanity, not only in Turkey, but also in America, Europe, and all over the world. And it must be destroyed. The only option, the only correct option in front of humanity that will confront this monster, defeat it and eliminate its effects on humanity, that will be the hope and savior of humanity, is the guidance from the Lord of the Worlds, Islam, the Islamic State Khilafah, where Islam will be implemented as a whole. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha verses 123 through 124,
فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
Then when guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray in this life nor suffer in the next. But whoever turns away from my reminder will certainly have a miserable life. Then we will raise them up blind on the day of judgment. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb-ut-Tahrir by Ramzi Ozer, Wilaya, Turkey.